Now, here's one of those things that may be as American as apple pie, traveling great distances by car or by train or even in an airplane to be with family today. I don't think many of us walk to our Thanksgiving gatherings, so listen to this. Almost 2 years ago, Paul Salopek set off on a very, very long walk. Salopek is trying to retrace the path taken by early humans as they migrated out of Africa millions of years ago. So we decided to call up the National Geographic Fellow to see how it's going.
Today was a long day. Today was 40 kilometers, 24 miles through mountains, cold mountains. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I've not eaten yet. I've come into, I've walked to a very tiny, dark village in Georgia. But it's a good tiredness. It's a sense of accomplishment that I would not have gotten, say, driving here. And it gives you a kind of energy, a cyclical energy, because in the morning I'll be recharged. So this rediscovery, it's been this subtle change over time where, you know, just pulling on a little rucksack and saying, oh, you know, I'm walking to Tbilisi. I'm walking to the capital of this country, and it's going to take me, you know, 5 or 6 more days, is about the most normal thing. It's like saying good morning to somebody as I head out the door.
And, of course, there are the people that you meet along the way that you have time to spend with. Just tell us about this man that you met as you crossed the Turkish-Syrian border near the caverns of Hasankeyf, Turkey.
He struck me, his voice in particular struck me as a beautiful symbol of Kurdishness. He was a Kurd, a Kurdish shepherd who kind of has taken up an amateur career singing at this ancient ruin. This is a Hasankeyf, is, you know, Anatolia is littered with artifacts, but this place is particularly old. It may go back 12,000 years of continuous human habitation, and it's going to be flooded by a dam. So this man's going to lose his home. And about 12,000 years of history is threatened as well. All of these elements added poignancy when he was walking me around his small town that will soon be submerged, and he just broke out in song at the top of a cliff. And what I heard was his whistling, what I heard was his voice, it was a love song, and it was so forlorn. That I thought, wow, this is the song not just of this landscape, but of Kurdishness and of the Tigris River, this ancient river, one of two that define the Fertile Crescent that was going to be dammed below us.
Wow, I felt that. Paul Salopek is retracing on foot our ancestors' migration out of Africa and across the globe. He writes about his journey in the December issue of National Geographic.